Psalm 45, verse 6, Mizmor Memhe Pasuk Vav. Kisecha, your throne. Kisei HaKavod is the throne of God. Elohim, God. This is a masculine plural, the plural of majesty, referring to the greatness of God. Olam Va'ed. This is an idiom. It means is forever and ever. The Hebrew noun Olam means eternity or age or eon. The word Va'ed means the enduring or the ongoing. So Olam Va'ed means the world upon world or the ongoing or enduring eternity. So the first part of our verse reads, Kisecha Elohim Olam Va'ed, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Now for the second part. Shevet, this is a staff or scepter or even a sword. Mishur, this is a level place or an uprightness, state of uprightness or honor. It comes from the verb yashar, which means to be upright. Shevet Mishur means a scepter of righteousness or even a sword of righteousness. And then the word Shevet occurs again, scepter again. Malchutecha, your kingdom. From Malchut, which is the noun kingdom or royal power, with the second masculine singular suffix cha, meaning your, Malchutecha, your kingdom. So here's our verse altogether. Kisecha Elohim Olam Va'ed, Shevet Mishur, Shevet Malchutecha. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. This verse is ultimately about Yeshua, our Messiah, the blessed King of Israel. The very next verse of the psalm says, You've loved righteousness and hated wickedness, therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. This verse is mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 8, where it's written, But unto God the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So again, that's Hebrews 1, verse 8.